NPR's business news, this Labor Day starts with the loss of a job and a way of life. When General Motors announced that it would close a giant assembly plant outside Dayton, Ohio last summer, two filmmakers decided to follow the workers there until they assembled their last vehicle 6 months later. That documentary, called The Last Truck, by Julia Reichert and Steve Bognar, airs on HBO tonight. Steve Bognar joined us to talk about it, along with Kate Geiger. She worked at that plant for 24 years, most recently as a forklift operator. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I want to start off by playing a clip. In a sense, this moment is at the heart of the film. It's the moment that the last truck, which is a white SUV, rolls down the assembly line. And the person we're going to hear talking is a worker named Kim Clay.
Each person has a job to do on that line, and once they do that job, they go to the next truck, do the same thing to the next truck. So when the last truck came, they didn't have any more jobs to do. They followed the last truck, or followed the last door that went on that truck. Whatever line they were on, they followed that last part around. And then when we finally got to where the truck was assembled completely, we just had a group of people.
That group was a crowd of people sort of all around the truck. I know we're starting this on a really sad note.
Can you hear me crying? Sorry. Wow.
I didn't expect to relive that.
Yeah.
You were there, Kate Geiger. What were you thinking?
I know that I just had this feeling that I didn't want to leave the truck. It was, if we let that truck go, we had to let go of our way of life, our careers, our GM family. And we didn't want to do that.
I think when Julia and I started the film, we didn't realize, we sort of knew that people loved the paycheck, you know, and they believed in the work, but we didn't have a clue as to the depth of emotion that people had for each other. And here they were having to shut down the line and shut down those relationships.
And now, Steve, I know you wouldn't have been there because the GM folks didn't want you in there filming. How did you get the pictures?
You know, it's kind of an amazing thing that happened. We were talking to Kate one day about how GM didn't want to let us into the plant. And Kate said, you know, my cell phone will shoot video or something like that. And we just realized, well, everybody these days has a camera. And all the footage from that last day, amazingly beautiful stuff, all that footage came from workers.
There's another moment in the film, and this involves you, Kate Geiger. It's pretty vivid. Of what is, I think people on the outside think of as, you know, machines in a big factory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in the film, that's not how you spoke of it.
I just had this vision of this big, gentle dragon that was laying down, taking its last breath. The steam pipes and the air hoses, sparks coming out of the robots. With the heat, and you just imagine everything just...
It's interesting that it feels like it's almost a living thing, the plant.
It does. About the time that I would be arriving, lights would be coming on the motor line, on the chassis line, and it was like the building was saying good morning. And so when we left, it was like the dragon was laying down and dying and saying, don't leave me. It was absolutely gut-wrenching to have to leave that building.
Kate, you have, though, moved on to the point where you're studying web design. You're looking to an entirely new career.
Yes.
What do you hope for your future?
I really hope that for the rest of my life, I can be doing some kind of meaningful work. I can stay gainfully employed. And I just saw web development and web design as the new future, hoping that that'll pay off in the Dayton area. And if not, I'll certainly relocate if I have to.
Well, Kate, I would say you're one of the resilient ones. There, you know, there's other people who are really struggling. There's been waves of depression that have hit people. Mm-hmm. We've heard, even heard, there's been a few suicides since mm-hmm. the plant closed.
There have
the former
three
workers.
Three suicides
of your
co-workers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's yeah. So I don't know. It's just there's a range of resilience involved.
How do you and your now former coworkers, how do you feel about the place that was home, General Motors itself, the company?
I believe the general consensus is that we're very angry about the mismanagement of the company over all of these years. I'm not saying that it was all management's fault by any means. It was a lot of greed in the 60s and 70s by the union. But, you know, my generation of workers for the last 20, 25 years, we have been the ones that have been making the concessions. And so we're not the ones that caused the decline of a great company.
If I could, I just would add, too, that I think people did feel angry, but we also heard people expressing gratitude. People would say things like, we've had a really good long run. It was like mm-hmm. the full range of human emotion mm-hmm. Wrapped up. And it really depended on where a person was on what day.
Steve Bognar is a filmmaker and co-producer, along with Julia Reichert, of The Last Truck. Kate Geiger is a former employee of General Motors. Well, thank both of you for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
And that's the business news on this Labor Day. From NPR News, it's Morning Edition. I'm Renee Montagne.